以后我们的注意力的时间就越来越短。
And then of course the afternoon time is always harder to listen than 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning when we're fresh.
那我们常常下午的时间更难像早上九点十点那样的能够容易注意。
It could be I'm just reflecting onto you what I'm feeling.
可能这是我自己怎么感觉，我想你也这样的感觉。
This morning we talked from the Gospel of John, chapter 15.
今天早上我们讲到约翰福音十五章。
We talked about relationships.
我们讲到彼此的关系。
We mentioned four relationships that are found in the 15th chapter.
在约翰福音十五章有四种的关系。
Our relationship to Christ, like Christ's to God, the Father.
的关系就像主耶稣跟父的关系一样。
Our relationship to one another as friends.
我们彼此中间的关系像朋友的关系一样。
And then our relationship to the world.
然后我们跟世人的关系。
This afternoon we want to go to another writing of John, and that's the first epistle.
今天下午我们要讲到约翰所写的另一封书信是约翰一书。
We want to focus only on chapter 1 of 1 John.
我们特别着重在约翰一书的第一章。
There are two things that we want to talk about here.
在这里我们要提到两件事。
This morning we talked about the believer's relationships. Here we want to talk about the believer's message.
今天早上讲到信徒的关系，今天下午我们要讲到信徒的信息。
And the two directions of the believer's message, first to the unbeliever and second to the church.
信徒的信息有两方面，一个是给不信的人，另外一个是在教会当中的彼此的信息。
I'd like for Elaine to read the entire chapter. There are only 10 verses here. And those of you who have your English can follow, and then as we go through it, we will be referring to the verses in English.
我想用中文读一遍，从第一节到十节，用英文的就跟着听。论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们，我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的，我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。我们若说与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。
First John is something like a continuation of the Gospel of John.
约翰一书是像约翰福音的一个继续。
Now, Luke wrote two books of the Bible.
路加写了，在圣经里面写了两部书。
He wrote the Gospel, and he also wrote the Book of Acts.
他写了路加福音，而且也写了使徒行传。
The Book of Acts is a kind of a continuation of what Luke was writing about in the Gospel.
在使徒行传就是路加他继续他在路加福音所写的。
Almost as though Luke was writing what the Holy Spirit was doing with the disciples after Jesus had left.
就是当主耶稣离开地上以后，就路加特别描写圣灵所做的一切的工作。
So in the Gospel of Luke, he was writing about what Jesus was doing, and in the Book of Acts, he was writing what the Holy Spirit was doing through the disciples.
所以在路加福音里面就讲到主耶稣在地上所做的一切事，使徒行传就讲到主耶稣离开地上以后使徒们所做的一些事。
I think there's a similar relationship between the Gospel of John and the Epistles of John.
所以在约翰福音和约翰一书也有这样相类似的关系。
If you look at the Epistle, especially the first Epistle, you will find overtones of what John is talking about in the Gospel.
所以特别在约翰福音一书的里面，你就看到有一些地方跟约翰福音里面所提的有一些相类似点。
It's something like Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story.
就讲到讲到以保罗所讲的以后的一些故事。
And so we hear the rest of the story in the first epistle of John.
所以就看到还没有说完的故事就在约翰一书的里面说明了。
For instance, if you go to 1 John chapter 3, verse 24,
若是你看到约翰一书第三章二十四节，
You will read, All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them, and by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit which he has given us.
遵守神命令的就住在神的里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。
You notice the word commandment and the word abide?
也注意到提的这些命令还有住在主里面。
You will also notice the word love pops up quite a bit in this first epistle.
在约翰书信的里面一书的里面也常常提到爱。
In chapter 3 verse 14,
在第三章十四节，
We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. He who does not love remains in death.
我们因为爱弟兄就晓得是出死入生了，没有爱心的人住在死中。
Verse 16, By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
16节，主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
And again in chapter 4, verse 19, We love because he first loved us.
第四章十九节，就讲到我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
So as you read in the epistles of John, you'll find John picking up and continuing to write about what he was writing in the gospel.
所以你读约翰书信的时候，你就会看到约翰在重复在约翰福音里面所提的一些名词。
And in the very first verse of the first chapter now, he sounds very much likeThe first verse of chapter 1 in the gospel.
在约翰书信第一书第一章第一节讲到的跟那个约翰福音第一章第一节讲的很相似。
Go to the gospel, chapter 1, verse 1.
你们若是看约翰福音第一章第一节的话。
And there we read, That which was in the beginning, the word was in the beginning, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
It's interesting. The word that he uses there is en ho arche ho logos. In the beginning was ho logos, the word.
他这里所讲的这个道 logos 是讲到道。
And now in the epistle, chapter 1, verse 1, he says that which was from the beginning.
在约翰一书的第一章第一节说到论到从起初原有的生命之道。
Now the thing that characterizes John's gospel and his writing from Matthew, Mark, and Luke is that John begins with God in the very creation, before the creation.
在约翰福音它的特点就是一开始的时候就讲到从太初就开始的这个道。
Matthew,And Luke and Mark, they begin with genealogies. They begin with the birth of Christ. But John goes clear back to before the beginning.
那马太、马可、路加他们开始于主耶稣的家谱，他怎么样的开始来到地上？但是约翰却讲到在创世之前就开始。
And the reason for this is because John is trying to as he writes to the Gentile world to prove that the Logos is God.
约翰这样写的缘故就是他要向外邦的人证明在起初原有的道就是神。
And this Logos is Jesus Christ, God in the flesh.
这个道就是主耶稣自己道成的肉身。
And John is writing primarily to evangelize the world, and he's writing to the whole world, and not to the Romans or to the Greeks or to the Jews alone.
那约翰福音写福音的主要的原因就是他要向全世界的人传福音。
You'll find in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 31. Turn to it and see the very purpose for his writing. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.
约翰20章31节，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
And now John is writing as an evangelist, and he's trying to convince his readers that Jesus Christ is indeed God among us.
所以约翰在这里用布道家的态度
And the situation is accentuated by the fact that in the days that John was writing this epistle, the Gnostics were very prevalent.
当约翰写这个书信的时候，当时有一些全知派非常的猖獗。
And the Gnostics were people who believed that the spirit world and the material world could not relate to each other.
当时的全知派相信，就是肉体的生命和属灵的生命是没有办法彼此的妥协的。
Their religion was primarily of a spiritual order, and it had no physical demonstration.
所以在当时他们所信的宗教完全是属灵的境界，跟属肉的生命是没有一点关系。
Their religion was an idea of God.
他们的宗教只是对神的一种概念。
And they did not believe that anybody in human form could actually be deity.
他们绝对不相信任何一个有肉身的人他是神。
To believe that a human being is God is preposterous and could not be acceptable.
若是说一个人的样式，他能够是神的话，这件事情是不能够被接受的。
And so John is saying, that which was from the beginning, the Word.
所以约翰说，论到从起初原有的生命之道。
It was with God.
他是原来就跟神同在。
And it was God himself.
他自己也是神。
And that God came and took upon himself human flesh.
他来到地上成为人的样子。
And so John took a Greek word, a Greek term, logos, which means meaning, and he gave it physical, fleshly significance.
所以约翰他用一个希腊的名词道, 而且也给一个, 好像有身体的替身一样。
That's what we have when we say a logo. You talk about a that meaning, that spiritual meaning of God became in human form.
他就讲到神的那个属灵的意义来到地上成为人的样子。
The Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory as of the only Son from the Father. And then he goes on to say, glory as of the only begotten.
在约翰福音第一章14节说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Almost as if John is going back to the first chapter, and he's beginning to preach about it again.
就好像约翰想到约翰福音的第一章，然后他再来讲说他所说的这一个缺失。
And now there have been 30 or 40 years have passed, and the Gnostics have risen up to deny that Jesus was God.
已经三四十年已经过去了，这些前支派起来来反对主耶稣是神。
And you could see John standing on a street corner in a street meeting trying to convince these Gnostics.
可以想象约翰当时可能站在街道的一地方来讲，来使这些前支派的人能够相信。
And here's his message to the unbelievers.
他对于不信的人是这样的信息。
He says in verse 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life.
他说，论道从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲手看过、亲手摸过的。The
life was made manifest, and we saw it and testified to it, and proclaimed to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifest to us.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们，那永远的生命传给你们。And then
he goes on and repeats it. He says, did you hear what I said?
他再重复说，你有没有听到我说的呢？
That which we have seen.
就是那个我们所看见。And
that which we have heard.
我们听见的。
We proclaim it also to you, so that you may have fellowship with us. In other words, so that you unbelievers can enter into this relationship with God and have fellowship with us.
换句话说，就是你们也能够相信，能够跟神相交，也跟我们相交。
Now there's a key word here, and that is the word proclaim.
在这里有一个主要的名词，就是要传说。
And this is our message.
这也是我们今天的信息。
This is our responsibility.
也是我们的责任。
Once we have met Jesus Christ,
当我们自己遇见了主耶稣基督以后,
once we have seen him,
我们自己亲眼见过他以后,
and once we have heard his voice,
我们听过他的声音,
and once we have experienced him in our lives, we have a command, a directive, we have an obligation to proclaim it.
那我们亲自经历过以后, 我们就知道神命令我们, 而且带领我们, 一定要传这个福音。
Now it's interesting that John uses a very significant word when he talks to these Gnostics.
当约翰跟这些全知派的人讲的时候, 他用一个很显著的一个名词。
There are two words for knowing in the Greek language.
在希腊文讲到认识有两个名词。
The word to know in terms of knowing mentally or knowing about is oida.
只是头脑里面的一种认识，只是概念里面有点清楚是oida。
Saying, yes, I know who President Reagan is, I know who Mao Zedong was and Zhou Enlai.
说我认识雷根总统，我认识毛泽东、周恩来。
But then there's another word, and this is the word that John uses. It's ginosko.
但是另外一个认识的名词是约翰用的，是 ginosko.
If I had met President Reagan and had lunch with him 4 days in a week, and had a long conversation with him, I would say to you, I know Ronald Reagan.
若是我跟雷根总统4天都吃中饭，也跟他。 谈过话,
if you had spent a week with Zhou Enlai and lived in his house for a week, you'd say, I know him.
你就可以讲你认识周恩来。
Now that knowing is different than I know who Zhou Enlai is.
所以经过一段时间跟他在一起的认识是只是听到周恩来是有点差别的。
And the difference is, while this knowing is an idea knowing, this knowing is an experience knowing.
一种就是一个头脑的或者听见的一个认识，另外一种是你经历了跟他相交的认识。
So when you walk on the streets and talk to someone and say, do you know who Jesus is? Fellow says, yeah, I've heard about him.
若是你在街上问一个人说，你认不认识主耶稣啊？ 他说，我听过他。
Tell me about him. Well, he's a man who lived many years ago. You find about him in the Bible, and people go to church and worship him.
你就问他你认识主耶稣是什么样的人呢他说他很多年前活在地上他也教导他的门徒
That's the oida, no.
这是oida的认识
But then if you walk down the street and say, do you know who Jesus is?
就是你在走到另外一个地方 你认不认识主耶稣呢?
And the person says, I sure do. I met him one day. He came into my heart and he changed my life.
那个人说,我真是认识他,有一天我接受他到我心里,他改变了我的生命。
That's gnosko, knowing.
这是gnosko的一种经历的认识。
And this is what John is trying to say to these Gnostics, whose knowledge was all oida.
这里就是约翰向那些全知派的一些人,他们对主耶稣的认识全是一种头脑的认识。
That you may know him the way we know him.
但是你要认识主耶稣像我们认识他一样
That you may see him and hear him and touch him and handle him the word of life itself
你可以听见他看见他也可以摸着他这个生命的显现
And this is what we proclaim to you
这就是我们向你们所传的
And the reason we proclaim this to you is that you might become a part of the company that knows Jesus Christ the Son of God.
这我们向你传的原因就是让你也能够认识这位神,他是神的儿子, 能够跟我们有同样的关系。
Now it's interesting that John tells us here in the fourth verse of this first chapter of his epistle the reason why he's writing all this.
在第一章第四节的里面, 约翰讲到为什么他写这书信的原因, 我将这些话写给你们, 使你们的喜乐充足。
He says the reason why we're writing this is that our joy may be complete.
他写这封信的原因让我们的喜乐充足。
Do you remember what we said this morning about what Jesus told the disciples?
你记得今天早上主耶稣怎么告诉他的门徒呢?
Well, let's go back to John chapter 15 and verse 11.
我们来看约翰福音15章11节。
And there in John 15 verse 11, Jesus says, These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete.
11节,这些事我已经对你们说了,是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里,并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Do you see how the epistle of John is connected to the gospel of John?
你现在看得出来约翰书信跟约翰福音的关系吗?
Do you see how this follower of Jesus Christ can't stop talking about him?
你看得出这个跟随主耶稣的约翻不能够停顿的讲到他的主吗?
And do you see how he was listening to the Lord? So that now that he's writing, he's saying, I'm writing to you because I want my joy to be complete in yours too.
不仅是他从主耶稣那里听到,然后写出来,让读到的人能够同样的也喜乐可以充足。
Talk about a faithful disciple.
讲到一个可信靠的一个门徒。
He was obeying and following his Lord's orders.
他是尊重而且顺服他的主的命令。
This is the believer's message.
这是一个信徒应有的信息。
Our message is a message to the world, the unbelieving world, of who and what we have seen.
我们传给不信的人的信息是我们所看见,我们所相信的这位是谁。
Now there is no other message that we have to proclaim than what we have experienced in Jesus Christ.
我们除了经历到主耶稣基督以外,我们就没有其他的信息可传。
I think too many times the church has become involved in a lot of theology that is a side issue from the central truth.
有很多的教会,他们很太着重神学,结果把真正的信息就放在不重要的地位。
We have developed many creeds.
我们有很多的教条。
And often many rituals.
也有很多的礼仪。
And in many churches, their worship has become all ritual and no proclamation.
有很多的教会,他们的敬拜完全都是一些仪式,就没有传福音。
And this can happen in a believer's life too.
在一个信徒的生活里面，也很可能发生这样的事。
Our life becomes a ritual, but there's no message getting through to the world.
结果我们的生活就变成了礼仪和形式, 就没有一点信息可以传给别人。
John is talking from his very bones here.
约翰他就讲到他最主要的一部分。
And every time I read this portion, I see John kind of doing like this. That which we have seen, which we felt, which we've heard, this we're declaring unto you, an evangelist.
每次我读到这个书信就想到约翰一定心里很着急的就说我传给你们的就是我所听见的我所看见的亲眼看过亲手摸过的。
And I think a good question for us to ask ourselves, are we proclaimers?
最主要的一个问题我们应该问自己,我们是传福音的吗?
Now proclaiming doesn't always have to be verbal.
有的时候传不一定用我们的口传。
In fact, they say that only 10% of our communication is in words.
若是我所说的,我只说10%的话, 我们的交通就可以用语言来交通。
90% of our communication is non-verbal.
我们其实真正能够交通的是不是用语言来交通的。
If that's true, then maybe we ought to be a little more concerned about how we live and not be uptight about what we say.
若这件事情是正确的话, 那我们真是要更看重我们的生活, 而不要太紧张我们应该说什么。
They talk about actions speaking louder than words.
有人说我们的行为所讲的更能够影响,比我们的语言更能够影响人。
I can't hear what you're saying for how you're behaving.
我不能够听得进去你所讲,你的行为是什么?
We are in a real confrontation with an unbelieving world.
我们每天都跟一个不信的世界相接触。
And my dear friends, if we don't live the gospel life, we can talk all we want, and it isn't going to get us anywhere.
若是我们的生活不是一个传福音的生活, 不管我们讲多少, 也没有什么意义。
John is talking about the very life himself, that is Jesus Christ, inside of us.
约翰他讲到这个真正在他里面的生命, 主耶稣的生命, 是也在今天在我们的里面。
And he insists that these Gnostics can know Jesus Christ even as we disciples know him.
他坚持这些全职派的人也可以认识主耶稣,像门徒一样的认识主耶稣。
And the fact that he is contesting with the Gnostics, who were the hardest people to convince, is encouragement to us to believe that there is nobody that's too hard for us to evangelize.
他当时跟这些全职派的人传福音,这是一个非常艰难的一个状况,今天给我们一种鼓励,今天在这个世界上,没有人说是绝对不会信主耶稣的。
And let's be sure that we proclaim the message that we ourselves have experienced.
最主要的是我们要向他传说我们自己生活里面所经历的这个福音。
And until we have experienced Christ, we have no message.
除非我们自己真是经历到了这个生命,否则我们真是没有信息可传。
You can go to church every Sunday, and you can be as empty as an empty bucket.
你可以每个礼拜到教会去,若是你没有这个经历的话,你只不过是一个空空的。
And we can learn the scriptures, and we can sing the hymns, we can even give our tithe. But until we have had an experience with Jesus Christ, we don't have anything to share to the world.
你可以读圣经,你也可以唱歌,唱诗歌,你也可以奉献,除非你真是经历到主耶稣的生命,否则你所信,你所有的全是空的。
And we don't get this message by osmosis. That is, just by somehow being with people.
我们跟人只是在一起,并没有办法把这个福音传出去。
We get this message by a personal encounter with Christ himself.
我们得到这个信息必须要跟主耶稣个人发生关系。
And every one of us must have that encounter.
我们每一个人必须要面对主耶稣跟他发生关系。
Every one of us must come to the cross and know that Christ died just for me.
我们得到这个信息必须要跟主耶稣个人发生关系。
And every one of us must have that encounter.
我们每一个人必须要面对主耶稣，跟他发生关系。
Every one of us must come to the cross and know that Christ died just for me.
每一个人必须要站在十字架的面前，明白主耶稣在十字架上死是为着我的缘故。
Every one of us must confess that we are sinners.
每一个人在神的面前必须承认我们是罪人。
Repent of our sins.
要悔改我们的罪。
Turn our back upon the sinful way of living.
我们要从罪恶的生活里面转过来。
And follow Jesus Christ, our light.
我们要跟随主耶稣走光明的道路。
And when Jesus Christ becomes our all-consuming passion, we have something to tell the world.
只有主耶稣在我们的心里面，他的爱情发出来的时候，我们才对世人有一些信息传给他们。
People aren't interested in the Chinese fellowship.
人对我们中国的教会不会有什么兴趣的。
They're interested in Jesus Christ and what he can do in their lives.
但是他很感兴趣，愿意知道主耶稣在我们的生活里面做了什么。
And unless the fellowship is proclaiming this message, then we are not touching the hearts of people who are needing to meet Christ.
除非我们所向他们所传的是主耶稣在我们生活里面的改变，否则我们传给他的也没有办法感动他们的心。
Churches do not meet the needs of people. It's when the churches bring people to Christ and Christ meets their needs.
教会不是想办法供应人的需要，而是我们把神带到神的面前，让神来满足他们的需要。
Even fellowship, as good as that is, never gets down to meeting the genuine, deep down needs of people.
就纵管你们彼此的交通很好的话，若是不把主耶稣的生命带给他，也不能满足他们真正的需要。
And then he goes on and repeats in verse 5, this is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you.
然后在第五章他也再讲到，这是我们所听到的信息，我们要传给你们。
And what was it the Lord told them? He said, go out and proclaim the name of Jesus Christ.
主命令他们做什么呢？就要他们出去来传主耶稣的名。
He gave them a message by changing their hearts.
他给他们一个信息，能够改变人的心。
And the message was that God is light and in him is no darkness at all.
这信息在第五节就是说神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。
And if we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live according to the truth.
我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。Now
the message is to the church. How can we say that we have fellowship with him and we are and while we are not walking in the light?
这个是给教会的信息，我们若是仍在黑暗里行，我们怎么能够说我们是与神相交呢？
He says that the only way that true fellowship has any meaning and takes place among us is in the light of God himself.
就是信徒里面彼此的交通，就是有任何意义的话，就必须是要在神的光中。
Fellowship that revolves around anything other than the fact, the person, and the dynamic of Christ in God is lacking of the genuine fellowship that God wants us to have.
若是我们的交通都不是在主耶稣自己为中心的这些交通，都是没有什么意义的。
And the beautiful thing about this fellowship is, and he goes on to say here, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and I'll stop there, go ahead.
说我们若是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行。
The blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
第七节，我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中行，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
Interesting that here we have the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. It means keeps on cleansing us from all sin.
这里讲到耶稣的血洗净我们一切的罪，是讲到不断地洁净我们的罪。
Living in fellowship with Jesus Christ means that you are experiencing the atonement and the efficacy of the blood of Christ daily in your life.
我们住在主的里面，彼此相交，就是讲到主耶稣洁净的功能，在我们的生活里面不断的发生功效。
It's a daily cleansing, a daily fellowship. Not that we have to confess our sins every day, but the fact that when we are cleansed from our sins, we feel and we know it day after day that we are indeed cleansed.
我们跟神的相交是每天的，每天在神的面前就认罪，神的宝血洁净我们，并不是我们每天犯罪，而是我们在神的面前不断的有这样的交通。
We can say, well, we don't have any sin, but we're only deceiving ourselves.
我们可以说我们没有罪，但是我们这样说只不过是欺骗自己。
He says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive our sins.
第八节，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
And He will cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So to the church, and the message of the believer is that we need to be ready to confess our sins and live in a state of recognizing that it's only the grace of God and His blood that keeps us.
我们向教会的信息就是说，我们要不断地认自己的罪，也明白只有主耶稣的宝血可以不断地洁净我们。
That is to say that we can live day after day under the cleansing of His blood.
也就是说，我们每天能够活着，是在神的恩典当中，用宝血不断地洁净我们。
We are aware day after day that we depend upon the blood of Jesus Christ as our salvation.
我们也了解，每一天我们活着都是依靠主耶稣的宝血的功能。
It isn't a matter of paying my dues at the beginning and now I belong.
也不是说我们一开始就付了一些钱，然后我就属于一个教会。
True fellowship means living day by day with the awareness that Jesus Christ has offered a sacrifice that is efficacious every day.
我们真正的交通就是我们明白主耶稣已经为我们的罪付了罪价。
And it's interesting, as he closes this chapter, if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us.
第十节，我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。Meaning
that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one.
就讲到世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，没有一个义人，一个都没有。
I have met people. People have come to me and talked to me and said, I haven't committed any sins. I don't know why I have to ask God to forgive me.
我遇到一些人在我面前说，我也没有犯过什么罪，我不懂为什么要到神的面前来认罪。
I've lived a good life. I've been a good moral person. In fact, I'm better than some Christians.
我的生活很好的，我也做了一些好事，其实我的行为比一些基督徒还好。
We need to recognize that we are all born in sin and we all have to come to that moment where we plead the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us from our sins.
我们必须每个人都明白，我们生下来就有罪的，我们必须要有个时间，要邀请主耶稣的宝血来洁净我们的罪。
Now, I cannot close this chapter without taking you into the second chapter.
我没有办法就停顿在这里，不带领你们继续看第二章。
And this is very interesting and it's very important for us. And the message to the church is this, my little children, I'm writing this to you so that you may not sin.
Okay, 教会的信息是说，我们小子们呐，我将这些话写给你们，是叫你们不犯罪。
What John is saying is, I'm writing to you that you will continue in the fellowship by walking in the light every day.
约翰就是告诉教会，你们每天跟神相交，继续的行在光中。
I am writing this to you so that you don't go on sinning.
我把这些话写给你们，就让你们不要继续的犯罪。
You see, here is a present tense where it means I am writing this that you may be in the fellowship and not live the sin life, not go on day after day sinning.
我写这信给你们，所以你们能够在彼此的相交，就不要再继续的犯罪了。
Be done with sinning. True fellowship with Jesus Christ and the body of believers means that we are not living in sin and we don't practice sin anymore.
我们若是跟神有相交的话，我们就生活里面就不要犯罪了，不再有罪行。
But then he does go on and say, but if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
但是他继续讲，若有人犯罪，在父那里我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
And it's interesting, he says, but if anyone does sin, that word sin there is not a present continual sinning, but what it is if anyone does commit an act of sin, if you should happen to commit a sin, we have an advocate.
若有人犯罪，那个罪不是一个继续犯的那个罪的那个词，而是只是一个罪行。若是你不得已犯了一个罪的话，
So his message to the church is that we are a fellowship walking in the light.
他的对教会的信息就是我们要彼此相交，行在光中。
And we are not allowing sin in our lives.
我们不应该让罪再在我们中间作王。
We don't go on continuing in sin.
我们也不继续的不断的犯罪。
We stop it.
我们应该停顿犯罪。
The minute we allow sin in our lives, we break fellowship with God.
若是我们让生活里面有任何的罪的话，我们跟神的交通就断绝。
And we break fellowship with the body of Christ.
我们跟神的肢体的交通也停顿。
We are walking in darkness, as he says here.
若是我们犯罪的话，我们就行在黑暗里了。
So I'm writing to this to you that you do not go on sinning because if you do, you're not in the fellowship of God's light.
我写这些话给你们就是要你们不要犯罪，因为你们犯罪，你们就不能在交通跟与神交通的范围。
But should you commit an act of sin, the good news is this: we have a lawyer.
但是一个好的消息就是，若是你真是犯了罪呢，在父那里我们有一个中保律师。
Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the lawyer. That's what the word advocate means. He's the lawyer and he takes our case to the Father.
在神那里有一位中保，就是律师，他是那位义者，把我们的情况带到神的面前。
If we commit an act of sin, we go to Jesus and say, Lord, I have committed an act of sin. Will you forgive me?
若是我们犯了罪的话，我们就来到主耶稣的面前，主耶稣，我犯了这个罪，你愿意你原谅我吗？
The Lord will never say, no, you committed sin, forget about it, I won't have anything to do with you anymore, never.
神永远不会向我们说，你又犯罪了，我以后跟你不再有关系了，他从来不这样向我们说。
Because we are human beings and we live in this, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, as Paul tells us.
我们是人，今天只不过是有一个宝贝放在我们这个瓦器里面，保罗说的。
And we are tempted on every side.
我们各方面都受试探。
And the enemy is trying to attack us and to destroy us.
我们的敌人在各方面来试炼我们，来破坏我们。
And many times the enemy has overcome us and we have committed a sin. Do we give up?
有的时候我们魔鬼就来胜过我们，我们就真是犯罪了，我们是不是就放弃呢？
A child
做错了，你要我不要做的，我又做了，是不是他爸爸说，哦，你又犯了，那算了，我不要你做我的儿子了，是不是这样呢？当然不会。
But he puts his arm around him and says, you are truly sorry, and I forgive you, and I love you, and I'm glad you came and asked me to forgive you.
他一定是抱着他的儿子说，我知道你，你承认你做错了，我愿意原谅你，我也饶恕你。
The next day, the son comes back and says the same thing.
那下一次，他的儿子再来到他面前，又说同样的话。
The father says, okay, I forgive you.
爸爸又说，算了，我原谅你。
And the next day.
再过一天。
And the next day. Pretty soon, the father says, are you playing a game?
那可能爸爸就说，你在搞什么名堂啊？
After a while, he begins to wonder. And he realizes he has to deal with this son.
那再过几次的时候，这个父亲一定想，他一定要对付这基本的问题。
And sometimes people are just playing a game. there isn't genuine forgiveness, genuine repentance.
有的时候我们跟神也是一样, 可能我们在神的面前认罪, 但是不是真正的悔改。
The psalmist said, A broken and a contrite heart thou wilt not despise, O Lord.
在诗篇里面说, 忧伤痛悔的灵, 你必不轻看。
And whenever we come to Christ with a broken heart and a contrite spirit and say, Lord, I'm sorry that I've committed a sin, He will forgive us.
每一次我们来到神的面前，若是带着忧伤痛悔的灵说，我又做错了，求你饶恕我，神都会饶恕我们的。
But God cannot respond to a heart that is not genuine.
但是若是我们的心不是真实的，不是真正的悔改，神不能够接纳。
When Jesus went to the cross, God was not playing a game.
当主耶稣上十字架的时候，神并不是跟人玩什么把戏。
And John says to the church, We are a fellowship as long as we walk in the light, for it is the light of God, and in God there's no darkness.
所以约翰说，我们在彼此的相交，我们是行在神的光中，在神的光里面就毫无黑暗。
And the true fellowship of God is a company of people who has stopped practicing sin.
跟神真正有相交的，就是一群的人，他们停止犯罪。
They don't want to sin.
他们不愿意再犯罪。
And you don't have to sin.
你也不必一定要犯罪。
Because every time the devil tempts you, you decide whether or not you will let him win or whether Christ himself will win.
每一次魔鬼来试探你的时候，你可以做决定，你是愿意魔鬼得胜呢，还是主耶稣得胜。
A little girl was testifying in church once.
有一个小孩子在教会里面做见证。
And she said, Every time the devil comes to my door and knocks on my door, I go and I open and see who's there.
他说每一次魔鬼来敲我的门，我就去开门看看是谁在那里。
And when I see it's the devil, I run back in and I call Jesus, and he comes out and meets him.
那我看到是魔鬼的话，我就进来找主耶稣，让主耶稣来面对他。
It depends upon you whether you're going to bring Christ and all of his power to face the enemy who tempts you in your life.
所以当你遇试探的时候，就你是随便你，你是不是要让主耶稣的能力来带领你，来胜过这一切的试探。
And he says here, if we walk in the light,
约翰说，若是你们行在光中,
we will be a part of that fellowship.
我们就在与神相交的交通里面。
But I know this, and I've had to go to people and ask them to forgive me. I have committed sin for which I've had to call on God and ask him to forgive me, and he's ready to forgive.
我知道常常我也得罪人，我愿意到人的面前请他们饶恕，我也到神的面前请神饶恕我。
Jesus says, stop practicing sin.
主耶稣说，你们要停止犯罪。
But remember this, if you should slip and fall, and you do commit a sin, I'm here, ready to help you.
但是若是你们不得已，真是再犯了罪的话，我在这里是你们的中保，愿意饶恕你们。
But my dear friends, we cannot walk with Christ and continue sinning.
朋友们，我们不能够与主耶稣同行，而且继续的犯罪。
I know there's some people who say, well, since we're human, we have to sin in thought, word, and deed every day.
有人说我们是还是人嘛，所以每天还是常常会犯罪。
My dear friends, I do not believe that.
朋友们，我不相信我们一定要犯罪。
I don't believe that I have to sin in my thoughts or in my deeds or my words.
我也不相信我的心思和我的行为都要犯罪。
Somebody asked John Wesley about evil thoughts that come to a person's mind. What do you do about them?
有人问 John Wesley, 就说若是你有罪恶的概念在你头脑的时候，你怎么办呢？
He said, you can't keep the birds from flying over your head, but you can keep them from making a nest in your hair.
他说你没有办法拦阻鸟在你的头上旋转，但是你不能够让它在你的头上做窝。
And I can't keep those thoughts from bombarding me that come around, but I can keep from concentrating on them and grabbing them and say, I want to think about you a little more. So you see, just as the key to the message that you have lies in the person of Jesus Christ, the message that we proclaim to others is Christ. So the key to my fellowship in Christ as a part of the body of believers rests with me.
And
all I need to do is stop proclaiming what Jesus Christ has done for me, and I'm a good candidate for falling out of fellowship with him.
若是我们不传福音主耶稣在我生命里面所做的事的话，那我们渐渐的就要跟主的关系就要远离。
And when I fall out of fellowship with Jesus Christ because I'm not walking in the light, I begin to fall out of fellowship with God's people.
当我不是行在神的光中，跟神不断的交通的时候，我也跟弟兄姐妹的关系也慢慢的远离。
We can't separate our message to the unbeliever from our fellowship with Christ and the body of Christ.
我们传给不信人的信息，没有办法跟我们跟神的交通和跟弟兄姐妹的交通分开。
No message to the unbeliever, no fellowship.
若是我们跟外人不传福音的话，我们彼此当中一定就没有交通。
And no fellowship with Christ and the body, no message.
我们若是不跟主耶稣相交，不跟弟兄姐妹相交，我们对外人也必定没有信息可传。
Well, that's the rest of the story.
这就是我要所讲的。
I'm so glad John told us the rest of the story.
我很高兴约翰告诉我们这故事的终了。
I'm so glad I could live all day today and know that my heart is clean.
我很高兴我今天在这里讲了一整天，我的心里面还是非常的洁净。
And I can know when I lay my head down to sleep tonight that my heart is clean, there's no condemnation.
我也知道今天当我睡觉的时候，我的心里面很洁净，就没有任何定罪的意念。
Because all through the day, I have made it a point to walk in the light and in fellowship with Jesus Christ.
因为今天一整天我都决定要行在神的光中，而且与神相交。
And there aren't enough devils in hell to keep you from walking with Christ if you want to.
若是你要与主耶稣同行的话，没有任何魔鬼的能力能够拦住你做这样的事。
It's up to you, my brother.
弟兄姊妹，你自己决定。
It's up to you, my sister.
姊妹，你自己也可以做决定。
Walk in the light.
你们要行在光中。
Let the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse you day by day.
每一天求主耶稣的宝血洁净我们。
Keep telling people through your life and your words who Jesus is and what he is to you.
你用你的生活，用你的语言告诉不信的人，讲到主耶稣在你生命里面所做的是什么。
And you will have victory and your joy will be complete.
你一定会过得胜的生活，而且你的喜乐必定满足。I
want to live a victorious Christian life. Do you?
我愿意活出一个得胜的生活来，你是不是也是呢？
If you do, would you say amen?
若是你愿意。
Amen. Amen in Chinese too, right? I guess it's a universal. Amen or hallelujah. But that's beautiful. I'm so glad I'm a Christian, aren't you?
我很高兴我是一个基督徒，你是不是也是呢？
And I know that Jesus Christ has all of the power that I need to live for him, and he'll give it to me.
我想我为主耶稣生活的任何一切的能力，他都要供应我。
Well, you come from China, I come from Sicily, but it's the same Lord.
你从中国而来，我从Sicily来，但是我们所信的是同样一位神。
And all over the world, God's Spirit is moving.
在全世界各地，神的灵在不断的工作。
God sending revival in many lands.
神在各地继续的不断的复兴他的儿女。
And the light of John's gospel is dawning again on China.
那约翰的福音里面的那个光在中国再一次的显明。
I think everyone here ought to plan to take a trip to mainland China and go and tell those people about Jesus.
我想我们这里所有的人都应该到中国大陆去告诉我们的同胞关于主耶稣的信息。
So many people in the world need to hear. So many need to hear. And we have so much to tell them.
全世界的人实在有太多的人要听这个福音，我们有多少关于主耶稣的事可以告诉他们。
Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to us and for the power of your blood.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你，你对我们的信实和你宝血的功能。
Thank you for saving us from our sins.
谢谢你将我们从罪恶里面拯救了出来。
And Lord, we want to walk in the light.
主啊，我们愿意行在光中。
We want to be led by your spirit.
我们也愿意你的圣灵带领我们。
And we want to be cleansed from all evil.
我们愿意所有的罪恶你都洁净我们。
And we want to stand complete in your sight.
我们愿意在你的面前能够完全。
Oh, take hold of us, Lord, and give us that dynamic that the world needs to see in the people of God.
主啊，求主你带着我们，让全世界的人能够看到你的大能在我们的生活里面彰显出来。
Bless these people and the churches that they represent, and this particular fellowship here today.
我们愿意你祝福今天在场的每一个人和他们的教会。
We praise your name.
我们要称颂你的名。
Amen.